At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in-person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. We also have the online Sound Treatment Center with many practitioners. We use a program that's way better quality than Zoom. Go to Sound Treatment Center to check out the practitioners and to book a session. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Some things we have happening. We have my new book, Sound Loving Relationships. You can find that at soundlovingrelationships.com. It's all about how to have harmony in a relationship and be whole on your own, heart open. We also have open house here at the Institute in Sausalito coming up April 13th. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with a lot of heart-opening meditations. We also have our in-person classes. The big thing is actually the summer intensives coming up June 10th to the 20th, 10 to 9:30 every day. And it's really immersive and it's really profound. You'll come out completely transformed. And again, June 10th to the 20th. We also have our online program where you can do the whole program online. And that starts April 8th is the next start time, or every 2 weeks. We're doing the recording program. We're about halfway through, but you could jump in. The next one's going to be around October. And then we have our voice analysis software that you can actually buy. And the training is actually tomorrow. If you wanted to still jump in, you could. And then we also have the brainwave assessment software you can buy as well. You can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. www.thebrainfarm.com. So today's show, oh, yeah. There you can, when you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you get all the different parts of the company. Today's show is on trust. It's on being able to actually assume that everything is taken care of. I don't exactly completely have it down, but about 5 years ago, everything transformed and I went to way more trusting. And it's interesting how effective it is. So our intention is that everybody might be able to bypass or get over all of the fear that you have in your life. Because the antidote is to trust that everything is taken care of. It's completely taken care of. You still got to do your work. You still got to, do what you got to do to make things happen. But to stop worrying. When that happens, flow starts happening. Spirit goes, okay, you're not bouncing around in fear. You are actually now in the flow, and we're going to bring presence, presence, right? So that's the what the show is about. We also have our Sound Healing Conference coming up. Let me show you. The Globe Sound Healing Conference is April 25th to the 27th. And it's not the registration will be available this Tuesday, April 1st, but we're going to be playing some videos from the presenters, some of the presenters. And it's really amazing conference every 6 months we do. At this time we've got a full range of presenters doing sound baths before or after each presentation, so you will be high. We've got some people doing some light language. We've got a doctor. We have Zakiya Blackburn and Dorothy that do some amazing work on higher consciousness. It's really worth checking out. And we'll have free playback for about 3 weeks. So again, you can find that at globesoundhealingconference.com. But one of our presenters is Zeenat Lakhandwala. And does light language. But what's really interesting about Zeenat is she's also very mentally astute. She's like used to be running like a business, and is so she's got her cognitive side is really alive and very inquisitive, but she goes into the other realm as well, kind of like me. So I really like her. But we had a whole discussion about being completely whole and trusting that everything is taken care of. So I want to play it for you, and she does light language in it as well to help you get to that higher consciousness as well. So, and then we'll talk more on the other side after we check it out. So this again is Zeenat. There we go. Zeenat, full screen. Originally, she's from India, actually. Just full screen. Okay, and her whole presentation will be in the conference. So this is just part of her presentation for the conference. Okay, here comes. Enjoy.
So you will start experiencing or manifestation as one of the tangible things. You will start seeing that your manifestation is becoming better and better. So your thinking and things are happening is because your DNA, because you are moving away from the fear-based energy into the abundance energy. You're moving from the lack to knowing and trusting.
Oh my
So,
God. Okay. So
okay.
how about this? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do a meditation or language for the whole group to
Okay.
trust
All
and
right.
to ultimately build the bridge, but not just the group, the whole planet.
All right. Why not?
Okay. Yeah. Why not? The whole universe. Let's go for it.
Namana mama kata he ta me yoto no kota na ma kata la bi keto lo kota ma kata ni keto lo kota. So calling upon all the angels, archangels, ascended masters, tamakula da pakata, all the light beings, tamakata la rakata mokota lo kota, the council of light, tamakata la rakata makata of across tumukoto lorukoto mukoto gateways, starways, mukuta pakata pela likata nakata, alana kata lala kata, and all the councils, tipika lorukota ramakata larakata okota of different star gateways, the Palladians, the Acturians, the Vega, the Lyra, alaramakata la porokata, the Orion, tamakata palarakata, and everyone who are standing, lamakata palarakata, protecting this earth, lamakata peketo lorukoto, makata peketo lorukota, are now Parapakata Palarakata sending in the wave of trust energy to each and every Lamakata Larukata Larakata Pikata Larukata Makata Larakata Makata La listeners, Abalarakata Nakata, Yukata Larukata, your lineage, Tamakata Palarakata now and forever. Kamakata Palarakata Makata, and all of them receive this now. Kamakata Pakata Larakata Unukata Larukata Makata Pikata Larakata Pakata Palarakata Unukata Palarakata Makata Pakata Rakata. The dragon energy is also coming in to support Lamakata Palarakata Makata Larukata, and with the dragon energy comes Lamakata Palarakata Makata Larukata Makata, the energy of the snake, katapagi hoto namakata pekato leriyo ta namakata, as it starts shedding kumakata palarakata alarakata descaling kapaka hoto lorukuta nakata, and as the dragon energy moves around the entire globe, lamakata palarakata nakata palarakata makata alarakata, all the council members standing around the earth, lamakata palarakata nakata alarakata nu namakata pelerikata mekuto lorukuta mekuto lorukuta makata pekata likata likata nukuta karariyana nalara bulorukuta palarakata palarakata makata alarakata yodo nakata yeda nakata Harahara Dudutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukutukut కురహ ఈ నేను రకత ఓ కత పికత రకత ఇత్త రకత ఇంకో తొరుగు తొనుకు తరకత రకత కరకత ఇంకో తొరుగు తొనుకు తొరుగు 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 తమ కత పిక తొలరుకు తుమ కత పిక రకత రకత రీగి తొలరుకు తొరుగు తొరుగు తొనుకు తొరుగు తనక తరక తన్నానక తనత తూ రహే శనై కతయో దొనుకు తొరుగు తపై కత పిక తొలరుకు తుమ కత పల రకత మీకత ఉప్పార పతాక తొరుకు తొరుగు తుపక తారకత పక తరకత మాక తొరుగు తొనుకు తొరుగు తొనుకు తా ఈ లరా దియ దొలరుకు తీయలర కతపక తపలరక తుమకు తొలరుకు తపక తపలరక తమక తపలరక తమక త ఈయు అర ఒకత పొరుకు తుపురుకు తుపురుకు తమక తపక తలరక తమిక తొలరుకు తొరుకు తొరుకు తునుకు తొరుకు 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 తొనుకు తొరుకు తొనుకు తొరుకు తొనుకు తొలు అహరహస ఈన కతపే ఏ నముకు తప ఆ రకతి పికి ఉకులు తమాకి నిమి ఎలా ఊ కోట నహాకితి 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 ఉషాకేత ఆ నామ వలాతి మీకిత ఉప్పుత నీ ముకుత మూలల ననక తప్పి ఏకిత పీకుత ఉతు తొరుకు తొనుకు తొరుకు తొనుకు ఆకి వ ఆకి నాకేత ఉతునుకు తమ ఇకిత ఉముకు తొల్లులుకు తుముకు తమ ఆకీతి మీకిత ఒక్క తమ కేత పీకిత లురుకు తుముకు తలరకతే కే కి 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 జస్సానుకత 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 వరుపత యత నముకు తొలురుకుత జస్సానుకత పకతల రకతనత So gentle, gentle breath in and breathing it out. Kurakata eta e nakatala rakatanata. Murahata makata pakatala rakatanata. So the energy is also flowing into our water and changing the configuration of the water. So when you drink this water, it's less contaminated. And as our body is 80% water, it realigns with you further. And so there are the dolphins and the whales. Singing into the water. Gentle breath in and breathing it out, giving gratitude to all the energy present, contributing, creating, expanding, healing. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. So where does love and universal love come in?
So they say is that to ask this question, it's something that it's like it's supposed to be like the breath. So you don't explain the breath, you don't explain the oxygen. So why do you need to explain this? It is again the cognitive mind needing tangibility to things. When you show kindness to yourself, when you give attention, when you hold yourself, you not only bring the love, you bring in the universal love. We are spending as humans so much time trying to understand something that is always there. And every time humans try competing to get the answer, to begin, why is there a question? And as your blueprint and your template starts awakening, this question will cease to exist.
Mm-hmm. What I often think of is ways to use the mind to lead us to the edge of the branch of love and cut it off, so we can use the mind to lead us out of the mind into love. So we can say, okay, here's the frequency of love for you. You could use that as a portal to get back out of your mind into love. Or you could use, a technique to bring universal love into your thymus, down into your heart, or from your crown into your heart. And that way you can at least use that technique to transition back in and use the mind to get you out of your mind.
So what I have, because I am a very cognitive person, I like to have a lot of reasoning. I love reasoning. Because if it doesn't make sense to me, the logic has to be there, and therefore the perfectionism comes through. What I have over a period of time seen that our desire to align the mind, sometimes the mind is here with its own purpose. So everything has a purpose. So if I'm trying to get my mind to align to it, it will start resisting. Because its understanding is very different. So if I allow the mind to do what it's meant to do, and when I bring myself or I bring that energy of I, me, and self, that I am going to be kind to myself and I am going to be present for myself, I have seen that the mind automatically starts aligning with it. And that's been my experience. So what I do with my mind is that if I have to go through a situation, when I go through a situation, I ask is, how does it get any better than this? And the mind then starts finding the way to get better. So I may be in any situation. If it is a good situation, I ask again, how does this get any better than this? The mind says, okay, we need to get something more better for her. And this has really helped me, because in my sleep sometimes, if I'm going through some things in my sleep, I just start asking for the question, how does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this? What else is possible? What else is possible for me? And I see that when I am in this dialogue with the mental, with the mind, with the intellect, it is starting to get me a different based answer, not a fear-based answer. Because if it comes with a fear, oh, you're not going to succeed. And my question back to that question is, to that answer that I've received, my question is, but how does it get any better than this? So if there is going to be fear, how does it get better than this? And the mind says, okay, we have to get another fear-based answer for her, but there is not enough. But how does it get any better than that? Because if not enough, then how does it get any better than that? So it's an interesting conversation sometimes I find myself having with myself. And I have seen over the years, it's a acquired communication. It's an acquired way of assessing and living. And it has taken me time. It's taken me, and I am a continuous work in progress. So I have to continuously do this, because the mind can really get into that fear-based energy very quickly.
Right.
You know, we can move from one earth to the other.
It's interesting. The kind of the main mission I've given my mind is service, which is very similar to how can it be any better than this?
This.
It's how can it be any better than this for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, okay, just you do that and I'll do the love.
That's really nice.
Oh my God, it's so important though, because the message that you said about trusting and knowing that it's all taken care of, when that happened for me, everything changed.
Awesome.
All the fear went away mostly. It still seeps in. I'm human, right? You know,
absolutely.
Right. But it's drastically different. Oh, excellent. Okay. So what would you like to leave people with?
So the word that is coming through is silence. In so much of distraction, and every minute that you, whenever you're looking at any devices, there is only communication and communication and communication. Even when you're not talking, somebody is talking to you. And so when you bring in the silence, and silence comes through the awareness. And everything is taken care of when you are in the state of awareness. Flows through is your divine intelligence. Makara nara katalara no kurukuta. Sarato and sarato. Comes in coherence. Tarikito comes in the flow to kurukuta and comes in the connection. Emeketo luru te eshe sekita. Eteo torukuto. And all you need is silence. Mukuta ashe sekiyoto nukuta. Yes, that's what comes in.
I have no more to say.
Thank you.
We can just hang out here for another half hour with just in stillness. Just be silent.
It's the most difficult thing to achieve in this day and time and in this moment.
Yeah, sound is so good. Just here we go. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
What a pleasure. What a It's interesting to think about all of the worries that you have. They generally fall into three main categories, which is health, wealth, and relationships. So think about your worries, health, wealth, and relationships. What I've learned is when you trust that it's all taken care of, which is simply a thought that brings you into a state of peace where it's okay. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And most likely, I'm totally taken care of. Then the worry goes away. So around relationships, it's whatever you have going on in relationships. It's all perfect. Often the challenges are here to teach you to go to the next level. Same with money. Oh my God. You know, when I started trusting completely, people started showing up with donations big time. It's like, oh my God. And then of course, health. You know, the second you think, oh God, I'm in trouble. I'm, and you go into fear of anything around health. It's the fear that kills you more than the actual disease. I remember when I had the blood clots in my leg, my friend said, it's a done deal. Stop worrying about it. And I did. It was so funny. Even in Mount Shasta, I got a download that said, it's a done deal. Stop worrying about it. Because even if you can go to a place right now where imagine, it's all completely taken care of. Everything in your life is completely taken care of. You still got to do the work, still got to get out of bed, still got to, you know, do the job. But you've got helpers. It's completely taken care of. Imagine what that would feel like. And then make the sound of it. This is what's the most amazing of all, is when you go to that place, you're now at peace and everything starts flowing better. I think that even higher beings start helping out, but especially your communication is different because you're not in anxiety. So everything starts working out. It's really the most important lesson I've ever learned is to really trust that everything is taken care of. It's interesting. If you think of the sounds of worry, it's like, or even just a little stress or anxiety around stuff. Whereas when you approach things from wee,
It transforms the situation drastically, especially the communication around it. And people go, oh, how can I help you? The story that once I was talking to a policeman and there was an issue, and I said, let me tell you what's going on. And he goes, be quiet. I'm like, but let me tell you the situation here. He says, be quiet. Shut up. I'm like, but he says, if you don't be quiet, I'm taking you to jail. I'm like, okay, I'll be quiet. So I just sent him love. Like, it's all taken care of. And within a couple of minutes, he said, oh, hi there, Bear. He said, how can I help you now? It completely transformed it. I wasn't even planning on it transforming it. Okay, so that's about trusting and being in the flow where things start happening and coming to you. It's basic law of attraction. You know, if you're thinking about, oh, what a bummer, source goes, okay, we'll bring bummers to you. But if you're singing, you're thinking or you're singing, it's all perfect. Then source goes, okay, it's all perfect. Let's bring that to you. Basic law of attraction. Basic resonance is what it really is. Okay, so I've got another recording I want to play for you. I'll just play a little bit of this one, see how we're doing. Yeah, and then we'll go into another one. This is Maria Stark. She's put together a really beautiful video with her music and visuals. Let's just play a little bit, and then we'll do one more. Okay. Enjoy this here. Oops. Maria. Okay, here we go. Oh, full screen. Here we go.
Thank you.
In the conference, she does workshops with women for bringing people into higher consciousness. Really beautiful, huh? Okay, now I want to play the video with Laura Insura. Laura's also a presenter in the conference, and she's like a shaman. She's a profound sound healer, one of the best I've ever seen. So let's check out Laura and Sarah here. Okay, enjoy.
I would recommend to use headphones so that you can really enter sound itself. I mean, from the computer speakers and whatever. I mean, there is still medicine, but if you use headphones and maybe find as well a comfortable position, can allow really to become sound and let go and see where it goes. And gently find as well a position that allows you to rest your body. If you are laying down or if you are sitting, just feel where your body is right now. Feel the force of gravity that is holding you. And if you can, close your eyes. Or at least gentle your sight, your gaze, so that you can sense that everything around you, it's alive. And in that sense, what is your qualia? What is this one gift that you have? Maybe that's an inquiry you can use right now to see where music will take you. Or just be curious and open. And let music guide you exactly where you need to go. And enjoy it.
Thank you.
And now gently come back to this moment in time. Feel the force of gravity still waiting here for you. And just to reconnect with your body, the beautiful body that is there supporting you. And how does it feel now to be yourself? David, how does it feel to be yourself right now?
Okay. Oh my God. Right. So we return once again to our intention for today's show. That everything that everybody trusts that everything is completely taken care of at all levels, including politics, right? Wealth, health, relationships, it's all taken care of. You can relax now. Hold that energy for ever, at least the week or months ahead, at least into the evening, and forever. Thank you for listening.